City Council Public Safety Committee regular meeting at Civic Center Council Chambers at 1333 Park Avenue, Emeryville, California. It is now 4:02, and we'll take roll, please.
Vice Mayor Carr?
Present.
Councilmember Sala?
Present.
Okay, is there public comment?
No public comment. In that case, we will, no written comment cards?
I have received no written comment cards.
In that case, I'll move to agenda item number 4, approval of July 21, 2025, regular meeting action minutes.
I will move approval.
I will second that. Motion made by Councilmember Matthew Solomon, seconded by Vice Mayor Carr. Roll, please.
Vice Mayor Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember Solomon?
Aye.
Okay, we are moving on to, there are no action items. We'll move on to information item 6.1, Alameda County Fire Department report, which will be provided by Chief West at the November Public Safety Committee meeting, correct?
Yes, I confirm with Chief West, he'll present the stats at the November meeting.
Thank you, Captain. We'll go to agenda item 6.2, Police Department Crime Statistics and Crime Prevention Efforts, presented by Captain Dowd.
Good afternoon. So we will start with July 2025. In continuance of good news, I'm happy to report that property crime is down by 24%, but even more significant, violent crime is down by 23% year over year, for an overall 24% decline in crime from 2024 to 2025 year to date.
Congratulations.
Not me, it's all the men and women that are out there every day. It's the chief's policy, it's Lieutenant Rojas making sure that everybody is out there taking care of their jobs and keeping everyone safe. We had 75 adult arrests and 0 juvenile arrests in July. Year over year, the only violent crimes that are up are simple assaults. They went from 76 last year at this time to 81. Property crimes were up from 332 to 381. Again, we're seeing increased enforcement in that area, which is one of the reasons why you see an increase in that number. The ratio of property to violent crime remains the same at 85% to 15%. Adult arrests, because of the increase in enforcement, we have seen a 26% increase in adult arrests for the year over year. 75 in July for a total of 472 for the year. Juvenile, there were no juvenile arrests. There is a 53% increase year over year, but again, small numbers can mean big changes. We went from 17 at this time to 26 this year. For the juveniles, there were again no arrests. Moving on to the beat makeup again, you'll see in August, we tried very hard to even out, to separate the beats. And in July, beat one was the had the highest number of incidents at 51, with petty theft being the most number of crimes. Going over the highlights, in beat one, there was an auto burglary at 63rd and Market Drive. A citizen witness subjects breaking into a DirecTV van parked at 63rd and Market. The subjects fled in a black Honda. Officers located the Honda traveling south on San Pablo Avenue. The Honda flipped them officers, and the officers elected not to pursue. They documented the incident in a crime report. And as we've discussed before, the officers constantly will weigh the need to apprehend versus the potential danger of the pursuit. In beat three, there's a residential burglary in 1000 block of 45th Street. A citizen reported hearing loud noise coming from the front of an apartment and found a male subject wearing a reflective jacket breaking into the mailboxes. The subject fled the scene westbound of 45th, and they could not locate him. It has been determined that the subject is responsible for other reports of mailboxes broken into and around the city. And I believe That may be the same one. We actually do have a subject in custody on that. It was not just terrorizing our jurisdiction, but there were several other local jurisdictions that he was also offending. B3, there was an arson in West MacArthur and Adelaide. Citizen reported a vehicle fire. Officers arrived and found an unoccupied Acura on fire. Alameda County Fire responded and extinguished it. Officers located surveillance footage showing the subject igniting the front end of the Acura and fleeing southbound on Adelaide Street on a bicycle, towing an orange cart. I believe you might have seen this posted on local news blogs. The suspect also attempted to set fire to a Honda parked in front of the Acura, but was unsuccessful. Officers canvassed the area, but were unable to locate the suspect. And in Beat 1, there was a robbery at Bedwell. Two male suspects entered the store and took numerous bottles of alcohol. One of the suspects used one of the bottles to hit the clerk on the head during the commission of the crime. The suspects fled on foot and were last seen fleeing in a silver Hyundai. Clerk refused medical and a robbery report was taken. Next page is our beat map. And again, something I enjoy seeing, a heat map of our auto burglaries with very few dots on it. And very few areas in orange and yellow. The next page is the line chart showing the significant drop year over year and continuing trend of auto burglaries trending down. And then the last page for July is the draft report for our new Flock monthly report. The chart at the top is the daily unique plate reads. So that's Flock. We have 16 cameras that the city owns. So every time a vehicle passes that camera, that's a read. So this would be the total number of times that one vehicle was captured inside the city at one of those 16 cameras. So the total number of reads is actually higher, but at this point, I've chosen to include the unique reads because that shows how many vehicles are actually entering the city, passing through. So the line chart at the top shows the daily. And underneath that, you can see that for the month of July, there were 1,271,704 reads. Fortunately, I didn't miss one day of data. It was July 28th. I forgot there were 31 days. And Flock only holds the data for 30 days. Time was a little off, so I apologize. I did correct that in August, though.
Has a question.
Yes,
please.
The unique reads, that's like if I take my car and drive from one end of the city to the other, I'll be counted once.
Yes.
If I do that again tomorrow, I'll be counted again.
For that day, yes.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay. There's not a million unique license plates that...
That I will have to check with Flock on to confirm.
Okay. Not that important. I'm just curious.
My understanding was it was daily, but I'll confirm that with Flock.
So follow up on that, Captain. I would very much like to see how many it is per license plate, and does per month per license plate per month.
So how many total reads then? Not just the unique reads.
No. Yeah, unique reads.
Okay.
So for example, if it is 1.2 million unique reads for the whole month of July. So for one day, July 1, it was 4,000?
40,000.
Oh, I'm sorry, 40,000.
Yes.
And then that would mean the same license plate got counted on July 3, about this maybe 41,000 or close to.
It means that I'll confirm with Flock if the same license plate is, if it's read more than one day in a month.
Thank you. That makes sense.
We may not be able to separate that out for the month that's going to happen, but I'll confirm exactly how they compile that number.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions?
No.
Please carry on, Captain.
All right, so we'll move on to August.
good news, the good news continues. We had a 26% drop in violent crime and a 24% drop in property crime, or a total drop year over year of 25%. There were 76 adults arrested and 5 juveniles. And when you look at year over year again, the only simple assault is the only offense that we've had any increase, and it was actually just one. It was 89 in 2024 and 90 this year this time. Petty theft again is the only, actually, and residential burglary, sorry, are the property crimes that are up, along with arson is up slightly as well from year over year. Again, small numbers from 12 to 28 in residential burglaries. Some of those actually include the property or the package thefts are included in those. And petty theft and arsons, again, we had multiple cases of arson related to that one, to one incident. And the ratio of property to violent crime, again, remains at 85 and 15. The number of adult arrests were changed. We went from 75 last month to 76 this month, for a total change of 22% year over year. We did have 5 juveniles arrested in August, which means a 63% year over year change. Again, it's going from 19 at this time to 31 in 2025. Juvenile arrests in August. So for August, they were all petty theft, and then we had one arrest for a misdemeanor resisting arrest. They were all misdemeanor offenses, and they were all released to a parent. Going to the BEAT matrix in August, B2 was now the had the highest number of incidents at 53, with 25 incidents of petty theft in that in B2. That includes the Bay Street area. Highlights for the month in B3, there was a robbery at Pack and Save. A male suspect wearing black clothing stole multiple pints of ice cream and medicine. When confronted by security, the suspect retrieved a metal pole and threw it at security before fleeing the area in a silver sedan, possibly a Hyundai. In B1, there was an aggravated assault at the Hilton Garden Inn. Two females attacked each other in the parking lot. The boyfriend attempted to stop the fight. However, one of the females used a crowbar to hit the other female on the head. The victim was taken to Alameda County Hospital and treated for moderate injuries. B3, there was a residential burglary in the 1000 block of 43rd Street. Officers responded to a burglary in progress observed via closed circuit television. Perimeter was set up and the residence was cleared with the assistance of Pleasanton PD's K9. Suspect had fled the area. It was determined that the suspect also entered the residence earlier at around 3 a.m., which was discovered later on video. In B1, there was a rape reported on Christie Avenue. This was being reported, it was a rape by an acquaintance, so the suspect was known to the victim. And that was actually, turns out it was actually a late report from July. It was reported in August. And in B2, there was a residential burglary and aggravated assault in 1300 block of Powell Street. Officers responded to an in-progress burglary in one of the garages. When officers arrived on scene, the suspects intentionally rammed the patrol vehicle and fled the area. And you look at, we didn't do the calls for service for ECCL. There were no, there was one report of a missing person that was unfounded, and the rest of them were parking enforcement or alarm calls. Our auto burglaries for 2025, again, we're seeing just a few dots scattered around the city. There was a slight uptick. We went from 13 to 16 in August, which is still significantly below last year. And then on to the flock monthly report for August. The unique plate reads were 1,381,326. So we're busier in August. So what you'll see is the report actually changed slightly from July to August, because I'm giving you now, I'm including the total unique reads for each month. So that will be a running chart as we continue moving forward. We'll do probably the last 12 months would be the rolling chart for that. So you can see that the number went from a little over 1.2 million to almost 1.4 million.
That the one day missing, do you think? The one
no, this, I got all of the data for August.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But July was missing one day. So
I'm wondering if the difference is from that.
No, I think if you look at the average numbers per day, it was still significantly higher in August.
Okay. Is it back to school, maybe?
Maybe back to school. A part of it was August or July. If you notice, the lowest day in July was actually July 4th. It was significantly below the rest of the day. You saw the numbers slowly climb up, back up after the 4th of July. So I think that was probably significant as far as the month is concerned. And you saw that actually reflected in the number of hot list alerts also. So in August, we had 1,135 alerts on the hot list. Officers were dispatched to 11 events that we tracked. We recovered two stolen vehicles and one felony vehicle that was wanted out of another agency, and that resulted in it was one arrest and then one detention for the driver of the felony vehicle.
Thank you for that report. Sorry, any questions?
No.
No questions? Any public comments? Members of the public, no public comments. Any comment cards?
No comment cards have been submitted.
All right. And any discussion?
No. Alisa, thank you for the presentation, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Likewise, ditto. And then we'll go on to 6.3, Police Department Overtime Report by Captain Dower.
Right. So in July, we had $149,599 in total overtime for the month. The largest percentage of that was 36.59% for reimbursable overtime at $54,000. Patrol vacation relief being the second largest at 14% at $22,000. Non-reimbursable overtime for the month totaled $87,160, which was slightly more than June's. Reimbursable overtime was $62,439, which included grant funding and officer invoicing. And then training and vacation and comp relief accounted for almost 27% of non-reimbursable overtime, which is pretty standard.
None for me either. Any public comments? And any discussion? Okay, thank you so much. And then we're going to go on to item 7.1, future agenda item. Or was there anything else on this overtime report?
We're going to do August now.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. We have not yet done that. Yes, please.
One more month. So August's overtime was $173,135. The jump for that was because we increased our reimbursable overtime. We now actually have an officer at IKEA. Certain hours they're paying for an officer to assist with security at IKEA. That started in August, and that's why you see the increase between the 2 months. Non-reimbursable overtime was $99,922. Reimbursable overtime was $73,213. Training, vacation, and comp relief accounted for 19.85%, about 20, 20%. Usually it's 20 to 30% is what you see for the relief over time. And that's to maintain minimum staffing. Any questions on the overtime?
Any public comments? And discussion?
No, that's fine.
Okay, in that case, we will move on to item 7, which is discussion on exploring placement of a new police department building, which is a placeholder.
So I believe our plan, original plan, that we discussed it at the last meeting, was to present on that in November.
Okay, that's fine. I look forward to it. Any announcements?
We all just, while we're on the future agenda items, Chief, happy to talk more about this offline, but would be interested maybe just in putting it on the list for now to talk about traffic enforcement. Just gotten a couple questions about it and trying to understand better how it works, both driving violations and also parking enforcement. Just kind of what our strategy is. I know we'll come back with a discussion on this at council for the department's strategic plan, but just to have it on here for later if we want to go into more depth.
Would you like to propose that as a future agenda item to explore how we issue the violations? Or
yeah, it's a discussion of traffic enforcement.
Okay. Has that been discussed for some time? Not yet? Okay, in that case, I am fine with seconding the motion if you want to put it on future agenda item.
Okay, then we can talk maybe offline about what that looks like and what kind of questions I have, and then if it's needed.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you would prefer the discussion offline, and then if it is needed to go online, then you want to put it on future agenda, or do you want it as a placeholder?
Yeah, I'll bring it up next time if
you're not yet satisfied with the discussion.
No,
okay.
That's fine.
In that case, we will not put that on future agenda item as a placeholder or anything else. We may just be satisfied with the information we get to pass it on to the constituents, correct? All right. So, any announcements?
Next November will be Fred's last presentation, and then Lieutenant Rojas is officially actually sworn in the role because he's already a lieutenant, will be taking over that role. And so, this is a training.
Congratulations.
We are taking notes here.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So Lieutenant Rojas will be presenting at the next meeting.
And do you already have a cap? Or are you the captain? I owe you congratulations too. So, are you still looking?
Well, we're still looking. Yeah, it hasn't closed yet. We're taking, if you want to be a captain.
I don't think I'm trained for that. I have to be trained for that. But it sounds exciting. My niece wants to join the PD, so she'll be coming on October 4th at the Harvest Festival, and I think you may be able to motivate her. I know I keep telling her Officer Priscilla, or that she was recognized, and so was Lieutenant Broom.
Bobby Broom, yes.
Congratulations from us to both of them, and any other recognized employees in the PD that I have not yet. It hasn't come to my attention, but I saw those two that came, so very well done, very proud, very, very proud. So. Okay, I have no other comments. In that case, we can adjourn at, it is now 4:26, and we are adjourned. The next meeting is on September 8th, 2025. It's a typo. The next meeting is on November 8th, or no, November 12th? When is the next meeting?
17th.
So never mind. That's November 17th, 2025 at 4 p.m. Thanks. 4 p.m.